Look, Sue made it quite clear she was speaking from her own point of view. I think Sue has a long-standing record of representing the community, and she was expressing some views that I have also heard in the wider community, and particularly in the farming community, and private landowners, and many of them share those views.
What are you hearing from private landowners?
Well, as I say, similar things to what Sue's clearly saying, and she articulated that quite well the other day, and obviously I would imagine she'll be speaking about that in the meeting today.
Does the TFTA support dismantling Forestry Tasmania and putting some of the forest assets into parks and wildlife and potentially selling off or putting them into long-term leases?
Look, I think it's a discussion that we would welcome, and I think it's a discussion that we would engage in. I don't believe at this point in time we have a firm view on it, but it's certainly, as I say, Sue's views reflected many within the community, and I think on that basis it is worth having the conversation.
Another view that she put forward was that she's very concerned about the loss of skills, of firefighting skills, with Forestry Tasmania workers losing their jobs. She thinks that some investment should be put into moving those workers over to the TFS, because Forestry Tasmania workers often support TFS in wildfires. So what do you think about those comments?
Oh, look, I think it's a very valid point. We don't want to lose those skill sets. And, you know, we've been very fortunate in Tassie that we haven't had a major fire. But ultimately, and at some point, we will, and we need to ensure that those assets and the skill sets to use those assets are in place. So I think it's a very valid point.
And the TFGA obviously represents private landholders and farmers whose properties border on these areas. So do you think that the TFGA would like to see Forestry Tasmania former workers be relocated to TFS and more money being put into the TFS?
Well, I wouldn't be as specific as that, but I do totally agree that those skill sets need to be retained for the benefit not only of the TFS, but the broader community.
The opposition leader says that Sue Smith's position as the deputy chair on the board is untenable. Do you think her position is untenable?
Look, I'll leave that to other political commentators to make those comments. I don't have a view on that at all.
Are you concerned that her comments will distract from what the Advisory Council is trying to do?
No, I don't. I don't. And as I say, Sue Smith was very clear in articulating the fact that these were her personal views.
Do you think it's important that the Forestry Minister or the Resources Minister, Paul Harris, is able to have people on his advisory council who don't necessarily have the same opinion as the government?
Clearly, an advisory council is there to debate and discuss various points of view. We should embrace that. And not be afraid of it, and have the discussion, have the conversation, and have a debate if that's required, and you get robust outcomes that way.
If there's concerns among the Advisory Council members today that Sue Smith's position is untenable, will you be going into bat for her that she should stay?
Oh, look, I think we're making a mountain out of a molehill, to be honest. I don't expect that to happen at all.